conference is now being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time.
Good morning. I think we have two more people that joined. Can you tell us who you are, please?
Hi, this is Akshat from CDAC, and we are expecting Mr. Mahesh Kulkarni to join in soon.
Okay. And Akshat, we have Ms. Neha with you.
Pardon?
Is Neha there also with you?
No, we have Mr. Vainathya Koratkar with us. Neha is not available today.
Okay, making sure I get all the names. Good morning, who just joined?
On the variant team.
Sorry, who is this?
Steve Shang from the ICANN staff.
Ah, hi Steve.
I woke up early so I can actually join the conference.
Thank you, much appreciated.
Hi, Andrew Sullivan's here as well.
Andrew.
How much of this call do you think you'll need me for? I have another meeting at 9, and it's actually 10 minutes away that I have to walk to it.
So I think we need you the most for the talking about the issues that might go into the report, and I sent the suggested 7 bullet points that have other teams have brought up. So maybe we could start by talking about those.
Okay, sounds good.
Is that okay? Okay. But I think we're missing quite a few people. I hope it's not confusion about the phone lines. I have Manish Dalal, Shaitandar Kumar, Akshat. I didn't catch the name of the person with Akshat on the phone. Steve Shang, Andrew Sullivan, and I think we're waiting for Dr. Kulkarni to join. Is anyone else on the phone? Okay. I think as soon as Dr. Kulkarni joins, we will get started.
Hi, Naila. This is Sid here. Actually, Dr. Kulkarni is right now busy with other meeting. So as soon as he gets free from there, he said he'll join in.
So can we go ahead and get started and take advantage of the 6 minutes we have Andrew for?
Hello.
Hello.
Greetings. Hello. This is Narayanan from NICSI. I have Rajiv with me.
Hello, Mr. Narayanan.
Hello.
Hello, Rajiv. So, Akshat, do you think we can start then? And if it's okay, go ahead and get started.
Yeah, we can start, actually.
Okay.
Hi, Mahesh, you are there.
No, actually, Mr. Mahesh Kulkarni is busy with some other meeting, so he said he'll join in soon. In the meantime, he has said that you get on with the proceedings.
Okay.
Okay. So, Andrew, let's go ahead and get started with the list, with them talking a little bit about the list of topics. These have been, like I said, circulated from other teams as well. Last meeting we left off with, we discussed a little bit the policy document that Dr. Kulkarni shared, and we said our next step is to start thinking about the report structure. ICANN staff that are working on this report are already thinking of a structure that they could help teams put together. We expect this to be maybe, ideally would like this to be at least a minimum or a bare structure to be in place by the time we have our meeting in India in a week and a half. But in the meantime, here's the current thinking of what we think this report will have And if I can have maybe Andrew just elaborate a little bit on these points or what it is that we're looking to see in this report, that'd be helpful. So go ahead, Andrew.
Sorry, I think I was talking into a muted microphone. So this is the, I guess basically the idea here, right, is that we want a, we want to cover a sort of broad spectrum of the topic, but we want people to focus on the things that are most important to their language. I think so. I think that for the most part, there are things that are going to be, you know, they're not going to be directly relevant to everybody. But instead, what we want is for the groups to focus on things that are specifically relevant to the script that they're studying. And and I think that's been the you know, the impetus behind what we've been what we've been discussing. Is that a fair summary?
Yeah, I think it is. We'll talk more about this when we go over the questions document. I think in this group we haven't discussed the questions document at all. I sent it in the same form that it was in when we had the Singapore meeting. We're reframing it a little bit for us to think about a range wide of user groups. So from the end user to an end user who's entering a domain name, to an end user who's doing security, and to an end user, at, if you will, who's picking the name. So we'll go more into that later. But thank you. That was good. So I think what I'll do is I'll go back to the beginning here, if it's okay with everyone. I think what we need to do is maybe think a little bit about this agenda. It went out very late, and I apologize about this. There was one more thing that needed to be on the agenda that isn't there, and that is developing an agenda for the two-day meeting we have in India. So I'm going to add this on the list and for us to discuss. I'll add it on the as the last item on the agenda for us to discuss, because we do need to think about what needs to go, what will happen on those 2 days. Is there anything else that anyone wants to add about the meeting, for the meeting agenda?
Naila, this is Akshat here.
Mm-hmm.
When we had circulated that policy document, we got one feedback from Dr. Balkrishna Bal, and said that that would really stimulate the various discussions on that. So it will be better if everybody contributes on the mailing list their views on the document, various points in the document. So that will help us reach the consensus.
Hi, Naila. I have a point on that policy document.
Okay.
Narayanan Desai from NICSI.
Yes.
And the first point which I have to make is we should have a definition of the various terminologies used in this policy document, number one. Number two is on page number 6, code page mixing, I think the language needs to be corrected a little bit. Instead of "no mixing of scripts at any given level will not be allowed," it should read as "mixing of script at any level will not be allowed." These are 2 points which I observed from the policy document.
Okay.
Hello, this is Andrew. I don't know how you would enforce a technical restriction that scripts not be mixed at every level, because once you've delegated the zone, you don't have any control over what they do underneath you.
Actually, I would like to add a clarification on this point that when the policy, this document actually is based on the policy that was defined under the .in domain names, IDN version of .in domain.
Yeah.
So in that, a specific decision was taken that within each script CCTLD, we will not be allowing the code page mixing, but yes, at the GTLD level, I guess it might not be that much possible to impose this restriction.
But the question still stands, right? Whether it's GTLD or CCTLD, technically, how will you restrict that?
This is Akshat. Are you saying that how at CCTLD level we can restrict that?
Yeah, I mean, I just heard, was it Andrew or this is Manish Dalal, I just heard a comment about technically how do you restrict people from mixing scripts and whether it's a CCTLD or GTLD. You know, I don't think that should make a difference, right?
So let me expand. It is Andrew. Let me expand on what I was saying. You can, of course, make a restriction on labels that you register in the zone you control. You can make a restriction about what labels you will accept. And one thing you could do is check the labels above and check their script, and then you would say, you know, this label is in such and such script, so the label that this registrant is proposing is a different script. Therefore, you would reject it. But once you have registered a name in your zone, you don't have any effective control of what that registrant does in the zone underneath you, because you've delegated it, right? They control the things that are in their zone. So while you might make a rule that you won't allow mixed scripts between the labels that you can see, once you've registered the name, all of the labels underneath you are labels you can't see at all, and therefore mixed scripts are possible anyway.
Andrew, this is Steve Shane. I have a question regarding this. Is it possible to have some sort of best practices document for the registrars and others to address this issue, or do you think that's not possible at all?
Well, you could. It would be possible to generate a document that recommended to people that they not mix scripts among all of the labels that they are using. They not register things that have where the U label form has a different script property among the different labels. But traditionally, so there are two things about that. First of all, traditionally, the idea of delegation is that the person who has the delegation has control over that zone, and so they can make their own policies. The second issue with it is that the Arabic numerals that everybody uses are in a different script than just about everything else. And so one of the things that we would have to do would be to recommend, you know, combinations of scripts that would be okay. And you get pretty quickly into a very, very complicated document that asks registrants to have a lot of knowledge about the languages or the scripts that they're using.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm approaching this question.
Steve, can you please speak up? We can barely hear you. And if anyone has us on speaker, can you please mute your phone or something, because there's a lot of echo in the phone still. Hello. Do I still have everyone on the phone? I'm really not sure what's going on now. Okay. Someone's really causing a lot of feedback on the phone. So if your phone isn't muted, then please mute it. You can barely hear what's going on.
Hello.
Yes. Who is this? Do we still have everyone on the
phone? Satendriya, Nila.
Hello. Okay, so I think, Andrew, did you leave already or are you still on the phone? We probably lost Andrew. I think what I want to do is, Akshat, will you take the action item of the question from Mr. Narayanan, which is to have a definition of the terms used in the policy document circulated last week?
Hi, Manila. Could you repeat your question?
I was asking if you would take the action item to... So there were two suggestions from Mr. Narayanan. One was to make a definition to create a definition of the terms used in the policy document.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. I'll circulate that.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Thank you. And I wanted to tell everyone that this call is also being recorded, and so we'll use that as part of the documentation, and for anyone that didn't have a chance to join the call, they'll be able to listen to it. If the leaders agree that we can go ahead and post the MP3 of the file, so I'll need agreement first. So I want to just quickly review the action items we had from last time, just to make sure we covered them. On the list that I circulated earlier, I included all of them. The first one was for Dr. Kulkarni to he encouraged feedback to the policy document, and I heard Akshat reiterate the same thing. So yes, please, if there's any feedback that you could give about the document, please send it to the mailing list. I think Mr. Balakrishna Bal was also sent an email to the mailing list with some observations for how it relates to Nepali language, and I believe Dr. Kulkarni was going to provide feedback to that email message. I don't believe that has gone out, but I don't think I'm fairly up to speed on email from this mailing list, so if this hasn't gone out, actually, do you expect to for a reply to go out on this?
I guess Dr. Kulkarni will soon reply to that.
Mm. Okay, very good. We said that we want... I think last week we agreed that any replies should go by 8th of July, but I think based on, I'm on the third item now, I think based on what Akshat just said, we could still go ahead and send feedback. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Number four is Dr. Kulkarni was going to provide hotel information for our meeting in India, and he has done that. Thank you. Number five is I was going to work on remote participation, and I am exchanging emails with Dr. Kulkarni, Dr. Govind, and also another person that sent me an email. I think Sajan Wadhwani.
Sajan Wadhwani.
Yeah, yes. I think, actually, if I can ask you while you're on the phone, I think he's expecting for remote participation to work from CDAC to everybody else that's going to participate remotely for them to have the same conferencing service, video conferencing service. And I don't, that's not going to work. At least that's not how the ICANN remote participation, that's not an expectation of ICANN remote participation. So what I will do is I will have a, he suggested we have a chat this afternoon. I will do that and explain to him what it is that we're able to offer. Because what I understood from him, and please explain to me if that's what's going on in CDAC, is that you have video conferencing services, but the same setup is expected to be on the other end for it to work. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And usually when we do the remote participation with ICANN through the Adobe Connect service, all you need really is a browser and you connect via web page to the Adobe Connect page, which allows us to share documents with the users, the remote participants. It allows us to have a chat room to exchange discussions, and then we'll also provide a phone line for everyone to call in. But there won't be video.
Naila, actually, I had a chat with Mr. Sajan, and he was a bit wondering about when you said that system is needed with network, and I guess a mic is supposed to be connected to it. So by network, he was asking about what kind of network you want. So as I understand now, yeah, it's just that you want it to be connected to the internet and with just a speaker and mic facility. Is that
that's
it?
Yep, that's exactly what we need, yes. And by connected, all we wanted is a hardwired connection instead of wireless because it works best when it's a wired connection. So that's all.
Okay.
And if you remember when we were in Singapore, we had the same concept going where there was a virtual room that everyone can, we give the link to everyone and they go into it. They can see presentations and documents and anything we're working on in that room. And we will have a phone line open so they can call in.
And Naila, one more regarding, is there any minimum speed limit that is required for this Adobe Connect session? Minimum speed limit for the internet connection.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that. I will have to check on. I'm sorry, I don't have that, but I will check on that.
Okay.
I assume what you have there is sufficient, but I will check.
I'll have to again check back with Sajan, Mr. Sajan as well. So I'll.
Okay. So if you could explain to him what it is that we had that we worked from in Singapore and have that his agreement because we can't have what he's suggesting. We can't assume the video conferencing services on the other end. So I will email him as well to reply to his email. But, yeah, if you could explain to him, that would be really good, too.
Okay.
Thank you. And he also wanted us to give him a good idea, and we need that as well, of who's going to participate remotely. In the notes I circulated this morning, I had a list of who I understand is going to be there in person. Can people on the phone let me know what their plans are, if they have an idea or not for about coming or if they plan to attend in, remotely?
Hi, Naila. I believe Jim Galvin would be attending. Else, I would be.
Is Satinder, I can't hear you, so can you repeat that, please?
Sure. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. What I was saying, Dr. Jim Galvin would not be able to make it for the face-to-face meeting, but he would be joining remotely, preferably over the phone, and I would be present there in person.
Very good. Okay. Okay.
This is Manish. I'll dial in on Thursday morning. I unfortunately have a company off-site Thursday afternoon.
Anyone else? Okay.
I won't be able to join in person, but I'll dial at least on Thursday.
Dr. Govind, Narayanan, and Raji would be also be available, because we'll be coming there for the face-to-face meeting.
Very good.
Not allowed. I'm not allowed. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. I tried my level best to attend the meeting face to face, but I think I have not attended it face to face. So try to attend this meeting on phone.
Can you state who you are, because I don't recognize the voices, please, yet?
Pardon?
Can you state your name, please, because I don't recognize the
voices. Satyendra Pandey.
Okay. Very good. Thanks. Okay. All right. If you, we'll keep the mailing list open, of course, so if you want to share with the rest of the group your availability, that would be great for the meeting. If you are planning to attend in person, please let us know as soon as possible so we can make sure we arrange phone connections for you so you could be as well connected as the people in the room so you can participate. So it's important that I know who's going to participate remotely. Okay. I'm going down to number 6 on the action items. I have here that I will get back to the team about a request for an outline of the report to be created by the team. So this is what we're talking about here, about the issues report. We touched a little bit on it in the last few calls. What we have going on at ICANN, staff are working on a minimum structure, at least, of what should go into that report. We expect that to be created fairly soon. Certainly, we'll work very hard to have it by the time we come to the meeting in India. And I will talk about that a little later also. In addition to what we think, what staff are going to provide, it's something that we really encourage you to think about what it is that we want to have in that report. So the points that I included in this message, in this agenda, for example, what's the variant in the Devanagari script? How do we want to represent variants formally in terms of tables? The TLD versus other level variants in Devanagari. And then issues in terms of the TLD delegation, the registration, the resolution, and again, focusing on the variant and the user experience. These are the things that we want to stimulate discussion and talking points about, and that's really essentially what should probably go into the report, and any others that you think should be in the report. So I think I'll open it to discussion here if this seems appropriate here. Have you given any thought to what should be in the report? Are these the 7? I realize they came in a little late. So those 7 points, do they sound like that's what we want to talk about for the Devanagari script? Are there any additional specific things we want to discuss here?
Thank you.
This is Andrew. Sorry about the noisy background. I just want to pick up on one thing that you said, Nayala. The key thing here is that the team especially work on or address issues that are particularly relevant to Devanagari. That is, it's less important that the form of the report be right than that the issues that are central for Devanagari appear somehow so that they can be captured. And so the issues that are most important within the Devanagari script are the things that really need to get written down somehow. And so it's important that we not spend, you know, too much energy worrying about the form and spend a lot of energy worrying about capturing the issues that we know are there.
Yes? Is someone still trying to speak up? Okay, I'll just keep going. Thank you, Andrew. That was really important to say. So thank you, and then we hope to keep focused on making sure that the issues come out or are documented. I think we already covered who we expect to come, and again, if you're going to participate remotely, please let us know as soon as possible so we can arrange phone connections for you. And the last thing I had is we were going to look into different services to try for the phone, and because of the last experience we had, if this is indeed a little better, let me know. If it's not, we'll stick with what we had. It's important that we get a service that we're happy with. One thing that I am trying with this one is we're recording the call for those who could not attend the phone call, and this will be available for them to download and listen to. Okay, so I want to jump to the next thing we have here on the list, and that is finishing the discussion on the draft policy document from Dr. Kulkarni. And I think we touched on that a little bit at the beginning of the call. I think there are some emails that need to be responded to. There was an email from Mr. Balakrishna Bal, and I think there was an email from Andrew who wanted to confirm a couple of points of understanding. So, Akshat, can I assign those to you to respond to some emails that went around on the list?
Yeah, sure. We'll soon respond to those mails. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And so please keep sending your feedback, and we'll expect a reply maybe from Akshat. If he can manage those replies, that would be great.
I would just like to add a point that we are having a workshop in Thiruvananthapuram in the state of Kerala in India regarding the IDNs. So we'll be responding on 15th around to the mails.
Around 15th of July?
Yeah.
And who is this?
This is Akshat.
Akshat, okay. You have a workshop going on right now?
Yes, actually we are conducting a workshop in Thiruvananthapuram. This has a special focus on the languages which are spoken in the southern part of India. It is basically targeted to create awareness regarding the policy that we have developed for these languages. Get the discussions and feedbacks on that policy.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Okay. So, so the last thing we had here on the list, actually we have two more things. One is I sent around the questions document. This questions document was developed at the beginning, around mid-July, and we aim to get it out by the Singapore meeting. In the Singapore meeting, we had two major documents to discuss. One was this questions document and the definitions document. In our Devanagari team meetings, we did not get to the questions document. So I wanted to resend it to the group here just to get some thinking and some discussion going about what's in the document. And I'm going to ask my my colleague here, Steve Shang, who's also who helped develop the document, to speak a little bit about the thinking behind it. Again, here you will see a different version, but you'll see a new version that's been reframed more in terms of the user experience. But again, what we're trying to do is stimulate discussion. We're not looking for specific answers for all these questions, but we're looking for thinking and discussion of how the policy should work around these questions. So I'm going to ask Steve to maybe explain the document a little bit more and then maybe open it for discussion. I realize I recirculated it pretty late. Also, some of you may need some time to look at it and read through it before we have any discussion about it. But go ahead, Steve, please, if you can.
There are, I would say, major sections in the document. So the first part, the most important part, is the definition. And the document asks, what is the variance?
It's a VA document.
I think a lot of the discussions here.
Oh, would you please speak a bit louder? We cannot hear you.
Oh, sure. Sorry. My apologies. Is it better now?
Yeah.
So the first section is about definition. What is variance? Provide some examples. What is, are there any linguistic rules, for variance?
But still we are not able to hear you.
Oh, okay. So the second set of questions is about user experience. Here, users are defined more loosely. So the user could be a end user. Ultimately, the user who is going to use the variant TLDs. The user could also include, for example, known administrators, registry operators. And also, what about website, web hosting by the website administrators? These questions collectively seek to understand what is the requirement or expected user experience for the variant. So, for example, in the first question, probably identify types of variants in the Devanagari case. And then we want to understand, what are the sort of types of experiences and requirements when users interact with these types of variants.
hopefully this exercise will help us to think about, you know, what is the absolute.
We are not able to hear.
Oh, okay. I apologize for my line. I'll provide it more in writing. But these requirements will help us to think, to understand, you know, setting up the requirements. So that's the second type. And the third type of question is, you know, regarding, you know, going through the life cycles of the ID and variance, the evaluation, the allocation, the delegation and operation of variance, variant TLDs, and kind of identify issues along, you know, each of the ways. So those are the things, the three types of things that this question document are trying to stimulate thinking. We have received some feedback, for example, from the Arabic team and the Chinese team, who looked at the question document, and we're working on, you know, revising some of the questions. But I want to reiterate, the goal of the document is to stimulate thinking. It's not meant to be a strict question and answer document. So that's kind of a brief overview of the question document. Are there any questions? Any feedback? That, you know, I'll really appreciate. Thanks, and I apologize for my static on the line.
Thank you, Steve. I think we may have gotten, I think there's static that's coming from your phone. Can you mute? I want to see if you mute, if the static goes away. So it's not just Steve's phone. Something else is introducing static. Okay, thank you, Steve. I think Steve also, for the sake of the quality of the sound, I apologize that we couldn't all hear you. If I can ask you to please summarize the three different areas that you try to explain the documents touching on, and send that email to the list, to the Devanagari list, we would really appreciate that.
I can do that. Okay,
thank you. And for the Devanagari team, if we could please take a look at this document, as well as read through what Steve is going to send, and just start thinking about what it is that we want to have in our issues report. And again, repeating what Andrew said, what's important is for us to get all the issues out, regardless of how we choose to structure the report. That's really important. And I think our sound quality is getting worse here. Do I still have everyone?
This is Andrew. You have me for like one more minute. So if there's anything urgent that we need to bring up on this call that requires anything that I could say, now is your time for hits.
Okay, so I don't have anything, but I will ask you, if there's anything that you want to see on the agenda, please email us, because that's what we're going to talk about next. Go ahead, Sulika.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Good morning to the others. I have been following Andrew's mailer on certain tutorials for some of us to clarify certain and terminology that is assumed to not have been clear to us in the Devanagari team. I was wondering if that was going to be a part of our work in the recent time, or it is going to be sometime later.
So I think Andrew can leave now. Sorry. So, Malika, I believe you're asking about, there have been some emails about doing a webinar about IDN variants and, yeah, is that the one? Okay. So, yeah. So, and your question was, is there room for the DevNazi team to contribute to the webinar? Is that what you're asking?
Contribute could be some, but also to many of us who would like to actually take the tutorial.
Ah, yes, certainly. Okay, so it's going to be a webinar. It's certainly something that's going to be available for anyone to attend. So, as with webinars, we are currently working on the structure of what should go into it, what presentations would be useful to the teams. So we expect that to happen. Probably it will happen fairly soon. It's something that we'll be discussing during a meeting tomorrow. As soon as I have more information, I can share it with the team. So with webinars, usually what happens is if we use the ICANN webinar structure, I think what usually happens is we advertise and say it's going to happen at this time, and people can dial in and listen to it and see the presentations. But then it also gets recorded so that you can listen to it at a later time as well. So certainly it's something, if you have feedback to Lika that offers specific topics that you'd like to see discussed or talked about, please email the list and state what it is that you want to see. Otherwise, I think what we will do is, maybe what we'll do is we'll circulate amongst the VIP@ICANN.org mailing list what's being proposed and make sure that that's what people want to hear about.
Thank you. I will do so.
Thank you. Okay. We'll leave the questions document for now, giving everyone the homework of reading through Steve's email and giving any feedback. And with the few minutes that we have left, I do want to talk about the agenda for the two-day meeting in India coming up on the 21st and 22nd of July. What should go on that agenda? So if you want to give us feedback now, please do so. I imagine so Dr. Kulkarni and his team and Dr. Govind and his team will be the main participants in formulating the agenda. If there's anything that you want to see on it, please speak up. Is it okay to give you the action item of pulling from Dr. Kulkarni and Dr. Govind what the agenda, to make sure that there is an agenda in place by the time the meeting happens? Hello? Yeah?
For 21st, 22nd, we have invited the language experts. The level of invitation is gone. We are awaiting the participation confirmation.
Okay. Is this Akshat?
This is Venu from Akshat's team.
Ah. Okay, thank you. The invitations you sent out, do they also include remote participation invitations, or these are invitations for people to attend in person?
This is the language experts whom will need in person to be present.
Ah, okay. And you'll have... you have some idea soon, I assume, right?
Then, will you please repeat the question?
You'll have a confirmation of who's going to attend fairly soon. Is that a correct statement?
Awaiting the confirmations, we'll confirm as soon as we get the confirmations, we'll start.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you. Okay, Akshat, I will send you some email to maybe get the agenda going then, and if you could take the action item of making sure to coordinate with Dr. Kulkarni to develop an agenda, that would be appreciated also.
Sure, we'll do that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, is there anything else that we need to discuss here? Are there any questions, any comments about what we talked about today? I don't have any other items to discuss here. Can I get maybe a little bit of a feedback on how this other service has worked, the phone service? Do you think it's any better than last week?
This seems really good than the one which we had.
Okay. This is a little better. I heard quite a bit of static. I think it may be because people weren't using their phones when they were not speaking. But if you're saying from your end it sounds better, then we'll stick with that. We'll stick with this one. Is everyone okay with this?
Yep, that should be fine.
Okay. So I will update the... Yeah, I will update the meeting invitation, and it will have this new information in it, and we'll start using the service going forward.
Naila, apart from what Mr. Steve put forward, we were able to hear everything clearly. So that's just one point I would like to make regarding the quality of the service that we have.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And I'm puzzled by Steve's, the quality from Steve's phone also, because Steve is right here with me in LA. So I will check with him today when we're in the office and see why his phone, he was very faint and he sounded very far away from me also. So I'll check on that. Okay. Very good then. So please expect to see new meeting invitations to renew what we have, and it will have the new call information. Okay. All right, everyone. So we'll talk again next. We'll talk again next week, earlier in the week, and we'll talk at the end of the week a lot, I'm sure. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.